Isles Nation, welcome inside another edition of the 10 Questions Sit Down. My name is Alan Fearing, and we promised we're not only talking to players this season, but we're talking to coaches and management and broadcasters as well. And I'm really excited to have my colleague on the MSG Network's broadcast, Shannon Hogan, sitting down with me for tonight's 10 Questions Sit Down. Shannon, now I've asked players about the best games that they've ever played throughout their career. A little bit different for you, obviously, not playing, but calling and working these games on the broadcast and media side. So I'm curious for you, when you think back to your career so far, Shannon, do you have a game in there where you feel like you worked and you were at your all-time best behind the desk?
Oh my gosh, I don't even think I can give you an answer to that. I would never even begin to even know what game, because I don't think I ever think about our broadcast. I mean, there's some games that are good, right? And there are some that you're like, okay, we're not putting that one in for the Emmys. But it's more like the memorable moments on the ice, I think. I think the one that really sticks out to me the most right now, like the Brock Nelson interview on the bench that did go viral, I think that was one that I was really proud of because I was nervous to ask him. Like, things were pretty tight-lipped back then, and I think I asked the question that everybody wanted to know, and I think I was able to get real raw emotion from him. So to me, that's the one that stands out the most. But when you think about games that are the most memorable, I always go back to when the Islanders won their first playoff series, the John Tavares around the goal. I was standing with Rick DiPietro ice side, and we literally jumped up and he hugged a security guard. And I just remember that being one that I'll never forget.
When you have moments like the Brock Nelson interview, do you script that out going into it, or does all of that come naturally to you in the moment?
No, I didn't script that out at all. And that's the scary part about it too, because some of that is just organic of like, what do I want to know? And I think earlier in my career, I was sometimes a little overprepared and wasn't listening as much. Not that all of my interviews are good. There are nights that I'm like, I can't believe I asked that, or that didn't sound right, or why did it take me so long to get to the point? But that was a moment that I felt like I was genuinely asking what I wanted to know, and I think the emotion was there that the fans were able to connect with.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the National Hockey League right now?
I think Simon Holmstrom is pretty underrated. I just feel like I'm just going to stick with the Islanders for this, but I think Holmstrom, and I always think JG Pageau is super underrated. I think they're guys that we get to see up close and personal that I think affect so much of what happens on the ice, and they don't necessarily, I mean, Simon's a bigger guy, but JG's small. I don't think that people even really give him a second thought, to be honest, but I think if you ask the guys in the room, he would be at the top of the list of super valuable players on this team.
Yeah, it's typically one of our most popular answers, Simon Holmstrom, and JG Pageau has gotten some credit there as well. Obviously, the players, big fan favorites. Everybody loves to meet the players and take pictures and get autographs, but people love to meet you too, and I've seen it in person. When's the best time for a fan to approach you for an autograph?
Okay, that's a great question. First of all, it's weird to give an autograph for me because I didn't play. So when people ask for an autograph, sometimes I have to remind myself, like, I'm not signing a bank statement. I'm like, okay, you have to actually, you know, sign Shannon Hogan. But to come take a picture, I always think the best time to come is towards the end of an intermission. I say, the buzzer sounds for intermission, go to the bathroom, go get a beer, then come over, because people will be standing there and they'll want to talk to me. And it's crazy, right? The beginning of an intermission. And then I know people want to leave at the end of the game. So I always say, like, if you're there before the game, if we're on at 6:30 and you come between 6 and 6:15, that's usually a good time. And then towards the end of an intermission, because by the time I get done with everything, then I can usually say hello and chat with people before I go. And sometimes I miss the first couple of minutes of the period, but I don't mind. I don't mind. It makes my day.
I know fans love you, and fans also love stories, behind the scenes stories. So I'm curious, have you ever been pranked by a teammate? And in this case, you know, an MSG Network's teammate.
Pranked by a teammate.
In other words, has Butchie ever done anything to you?
No, but I mean, Butchie's never really... I think that they go easy on me because I'm the only girl. But he doesn't mind making fun of me touching my hair. I think that that's something that I didn't realize early on. And then, like, I do. It's like a nervous habit where my hair will look fine, and we're getting ready to go on air, and I will just fix my hair a bazillion times. So he will always bust me with that because you can see it before we're going on air. He'll always make fun of me. And also the video guys sometimes will, or the equipment guys, if they're getting our feed, they'll send a picture of like, your hair looks fine. You've literally touched it 1,000 times. It just must be like a nervous tic of mine.
I'll get to Thomas Hickey we spoke with last. I'll get to his question at the very end, but that just triggered a thought in my brain. You mentioned some nights not having the best questions, right? And it's repetitive. You try to come up with some different content sometimes. Sometimes it comes off as awkward or whatever. I've been in that position a lot. But when you have a tough night behind the desk or a tough night on the road in your job, like, you know, this was not my best effort. What's the best medicine for you to get over that?
There's always another game. Maybe get a beer with the crew. Usually if I've had an off night, somebody else will pick up the slack. And that's what I think is really good about being in broadcasting. Like, people see us, Alan. They see Thomas. They see Cal. They see Butch. They see Brendan. But they don't realize how many people are making that happen. And our production crew at home and on the road, our producer, Steve Napolitani, our director, Joel Mandelbaum. We've got Charlie Kuchera, who does our tape AD. And we have Eric Hornick, who we talk about all the time, giving us, you know, stats. I think there's two things. One, I realize that I'm only human and I try to be a little self-deprecating. Like, I can make fun of myself. I think that thick skin has come with age and knowing that you're not going to be perfect. And when you speak in real life, you make mistakes. So I think just being able to laugh at myself and then move on.
I'm talking with Shannon Hogan here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Shannon, rapid fire here at the end. When you get out your smartphone, do you have an app on your smartphone that you think everybody else needs to know about?
Ooh, yes. Okay, so the one app I'm gonna pump, and this is like very parent specific. It's called Good Inside by Dr. Becky. And she is a child psychologist, and she has an app. She's also on Instagram. I actually met her, and then I met her out at an event, invited her to come to a game. She came to an Islanders Bruins game, and we kind of really connected. And I feel like, because as a working mom, you just never feel like you can be doing everything at the best, this app has been so helpful because it, everything from behavioral issues to different things that the kids are doing to pep talks for you. You know, we're on the middle of a road trip right now and I'm missing some things at home. I am okay with that. But I think having the support from at home with, you know, my husband and our family and our au pair, but also like having that, I love that. The other app, what is my other, I had to look at this, the other app that I love, the New York Times audio. So it's the New York Times app, but I listen to like the audio on that. I like having that, and I'm not into the games, but I like the rest.
It's funny, you mentioned the family aspect. David Reddick a couple of episodes ago talked about that and how hard it is to go on the road and stay in touch. So he's like, I don't use anything except for WhatsApp on my phone, and I'm constantly talking to my wife and my kids back on Long Island. When was the last time you got nervous about anything?
That's a really good question.
Do you get nervous before you go on air?
I don't get nervous before I go on air unless I'm not prepared. And I'm pretty much always prepared. You know when I get nervous, there have been times where we've made a change. Okay, this is I did a player interview one time of an opposing player. And I knew who I was interviewing. But there was just this last minute thought in my head, like, just I said something before we started, like, hey, I think you know my friend, blah, blah, blah. And then he looked at me blankly. And it's this second guessing, because you're racing around. You're like, am I interviewing the right guy? That makes your stomach drop. Or actually, I can tell you the last time I'm thinking about it. The last time I was nervous was when Marshall Warren was making his NHL debut. Because I get nervous for guys making their NHL debut. Same thing with Matthew Schaefer making his debut, because I realize that that is video that their family and the guys are going to see for a long time. And I don't want to mess it up. I want to make sure it comes across right. I know it's not about me, but it's something that is important to them and the family that's watching them, that's helped them get to that point, that I tend to still get the butterflies for an NHL debut.
You ask a lot of questions. That's your job. That's what you get paid to do. I bring that up because this is my favorite question, this whole segment.
Oh, no.
What's a question that you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering? And you just not necessarily that it bugs you, but it's just like so repetitive.
Do you do your own hair and makeup? Because no one's ever asked you that, Alan, have they?
Not once.
It doesn't necessarily bother me. I think it's surprising for people when I'm like, yeah, no, I do my own hair and makeup. It's...
You don't have a hairdresser that comes on the road with you, like people assume.
No, I do not have. And I'm like, we joke on, you know, anybody that's on the broadcast, like our producer will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm putting my face on, you know, we're going to the morning skate. And I'll be like, I'm putting my face on. I actually had a conversation with my daughter about it recently. She goes, I know when you're going to work, mommy, because you have a lot of makeup on. And I wanted her to know, I said, do you know that I wear a lot of makeup on TV because of the lights, and the lights can really wash mommy out, because I didn't want her to think that I didn't feel beautiful without makeup. Having a daughter, I think that that's really important. There's so many images out there, and I do feel my most self with my hair in a ponytail, wearing workout clothes. And, you know, anybody that's on the road, all the guys, all the players, everybody's seen me like that, you know, walking around. But I think people are like, do you do your own hair and makeup? And do you have a stylist that does your clothes? And my answer is no. My mom was my stylist for a really long time, and it's actually my least favorite part of my job is figuring out what to wear. I wish I didn't have to think about it.
So this might lead into, maybe not, but it might segue into my question from Thomas Hickey that actually he passed along to me in our last episode. He wants to know, we're in the midst of a 10-day road trip, right? Teams on the road, 5 games, about 10 days. How many times during this trip will you be late to a social event, a meeting, an Uber, a bus? If you could total up over 10 days, how many times will you be late?
I mean, okay, so I'm going to be late to meet down in the lobby for dinner. So that's one. I'm going to be late to the meeting. I'm going to go with 30.
That's insane.
Like, here's the thing. I tell them, just tell me what time you want me there. But like, lie to me.
Yeah.
Just lie to me. And it drives my husband nuts. Yeah. I just can't back time. That being said, I've never been late for a broadcast. Like I've never missed a broadcast. But the number one recurring dream I have is that I'm racing to get to the arena and I'm going to miss the start of the show.
I feel you on that one. The last part of this 10 question sit down is, now that I've presented a question to you from Thomas Hickey, I'm going to put you on the spot. We're going to talk to the legend Butch Goring coming up. You guys have known each other for however long, best friends on the road. Is there a question, if it's not about work, the better, that I can pass along to Butchie? Something that maybe this fan base has no idea about.
So people probably might not know, Butch's wife, Paula, is a producer on the Rangers broadcast. And she has been working in television for a long time. She's a firecracker. They're an amazing couple. Love them. I would like to know, what is the most beneficial thing he learned about working in television from his wife?
Okay.
And I also would like to, I've got several questions. The next thing I would like to know is...
I've only got a certain amount of time, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I've got two more questions. My next question is, does he have a piece of hockey memorabilia that is most treasured to him? It doesn't need to be Islanders, just anything. And the third is, what is his favorite golf course of all time to play?
Okay. So we're getting three questions.
A
lot of bang for your buck there. Okay, yeah. Three questions for Butchie. I hope he's short on the other questions, because I'm going to have to get these in. A lot of fun, Shannon. Thanks so much for sitting down. Great insight. And you didn't have to do your hair and makeup for me. This is all radio. Nobody's going to see you.
It's done, though, because I'm getting ready to do pregame.
Thanks, Shannon.